Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. Edgar Calhoun, a biologist with the USDA ARS Plant Genetics Research Unit, is telling us that they have produced corn with 6 times the vitamin E content of regular corn. Now, what can the critics of biotechnology have to say about that? Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. The World Trade Organization dropped a bombshell last week, which coincidentally could force dramatic change in farm support programs as we have known them. Their ruling is only preliminary, but it's likely to become permanent. The United States has vowed to appeal. The Congress will fight the decision as an infringement on our sovereignty. Here's what happened. Brazil filed a case against U.S. cotton subsidies in the World Trade Organization, arguing that our cotton subsidies distort international trade in cotton by encouraging excess production, pushing down prices. There are about 150 nation members of the WTO. Most are developing countries, and they believe that U.S. direct payments encourage too much production. Prices suffer, and the poor farmers in the developing countries receive no subsidies, and then they're forced out of business. The significance of this ruling is the WTO is now saying that direct subsidies, those not even tied to production, distort production. We've argued all along with the Europeans, Japan, and a few others that such payments do not and should not be subject to WTO jurisdiction. Now, that's a so-called green box, and the green box may be taken away. The ruling is on U.S. cotton, but the WTO will soon rule on European sugar payments and probably rule against Europe. With apparent success in challenging U.S. cotton subsidies, the next target could be U.S. corn or Japanese rice. The farm subsidy programs of the developed countries will see the noose tighten and gradually strangle the rich government's payouts. However, it could take years for this change to be forced upon the developed countries. In farm country, the disenchantment of trade agreements will increase. Yes, there will be opposition, but over time, I believe this ruling signals major farm program reform. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.